WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. One person was hit by gunfire during a disturbance Monday afternoon in West Bryan. Bryan police report the incident was a home in the 2100 block of Gatho Lane. That's south of Villa Maria and west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Preliminary information indicates an undisclosed number of people drove there as part of an ongoing dispute. The person who was hit was found by College Station police and refused medical treatment. Those who were at the residence were questioned by Bryan police. No arrests were made as of Monday afternoon, and the investigation continues. The nature of the dispute was not announced. College Station police this morning are investigating five vehicle burglaries at three homes between Southwest Parkway and Lemon Tree Park. The burglaries occurred and were reported between 10 and 11 Monday morning. Tonight's Bryan City Council meeting takes up new regulations for mobile food vendors, mobile food vehicles, and proposing rate increases for the few residential customers who use the most water. The council considers first round approval of new rules for food trucks in Bryan. There will be a few differences compared to College Station. In both cities, mobile operators have to be at least 100 feet from a restaurant. In Bryan, the restaurant owner can give permission for a truck to be closer. In Bryan, trucks could operate 8 hours a day compared to 5 in College Station. The council takes up new water rate structure that would affect residential customers who use more than 30,000 gallons a month. That's about 4,000 of the 20,000 residential users. For those customers, it will be the first increase in 7 years, and it would not start until October 1st after the heat of the summer and peak consumption. Seven Union Pacific train cars and one tanker left the track Monday morning south of Navasota near the Highway 6 rail overpass, completely shutting down the highway for 6 hours. Since then, all southbound lanes and one northbound lane have reopened. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell says the outside northbound lane was damaged and further investigation is needed to assess its integrity. Grimes County officials say cleanup of the leaking tanker containing diethanolamine continues. A staff study estimates, that's part of another story. Texas roads are going to need between $4 and $5 billion a year more to keep from crumbling. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox says state lawmakers are trying to find more ways to raise the money.
Step one, passing Proposition 1 on the November ballot. It would divert $1.3 billion from oil and gas taxes to TxDOT.
If that doesn't pass, then the gap gets bigger. It is somewhere in between that $4 billion and that $7-plus billion.
Now the state Senate is discussing what it can do to close the gap.
But we're not there because we don't have that money. So tolls are going to be part of the tools in the toolbox.
Transportation Committee member, State Senator Donna Campbell. Another option, the gas tax, which hasn't been adjusted since 1991. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your best of the Brazos.
Good morning, it's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
We have some showers and thunderstorms off to our south this morning. We also have them off to our north. Lots of clouds today. We may see a shower or storm, 90. Partial clearing tonight, 70 to 75. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Breezy tomorrow near 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Thursday, partial sun, breezy, the chance for shower or thunderstorm is on Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports with the SEC announcing A&M and LSU playing Thanksgiving Day. Going to be the big game on TV. A sophomore-to-be for the A&M basketball team may be playing for the Bahama national team with a tryout in Colorado. We'll get more to that and in SEC action. Vandy and Virginia squaring off in the College World Series plus World Cup action and more. We'll do that for you in sports about 6:50.
You know, Virginia held them scoreless for 8 innings.
Yeah, it was just that pesky third where they rung up 9.
Man, I've never seen that before.
That just was, that was like, if I'm not mistaken, that's one of the most runs scored.
Oh, yeah, I'm almost sure. Got to be. Anyway.
But hung nine on him. That was a good. That was a good baseball game too.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's see. As far as the rain is concerned, there really isn't anything close by to us right now. But there is some out way west, out near San Angelo, which will take a while to get here. But you know, there parts of the city got rain yesterday.
Oh, it poured down rain yesterday at lunch.
Yeah, some places. Others it didn't. Didn't rain at my house. And after all, that's pretty much what we're talking about here.
Did you have power this morning, Scott?
I did. Yeah,
you did.
I have power every morning.
Good for you.
Yeah.
One of us here did not.
Oh, interesting.
And it had been out long enough. I've got a battery backup in my alarm clock, and my alarm clock was dead.
Oh,
it had been out for quite some time.
Yeah. All right. So, you got all your little sportses ready and everything?
Oh, yeah. I got here nice and early.
Extra early.
Yeah.
Because my house was a little warm when I got up.
Ah, yes. Like, why in the world would I want to be staying in that? That's, yeah, that's for sure. So, let's see. What do we got? Oh, so here's our Goldilocks story in real life today, and it comes from, of course, Florida. 19-year-old girl, woman, I guess, whatever, accused of breaking into a St. Augustine, Florida beach home, taking a shower, changing into jammies that belonged to the homeowner, and pretty much making herself some food and falling asleep on the couch. All that, and she's facing burglary charges on top of it, and criminal mischief as well. Chancey Layton told investigators that she was told by a male friend that the house was empty and she could enter through an unlocked door on the balcony and just stay there. But obviously when the homeowners got there, they went, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? She had,
That is not what she said.
No,
she said this bed was just right.
Right, yeah. And so was the porridge.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so were the jammies.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
Perfect situation.
But she'll be fine. She ran off when they got there, but oh, she left her purse.
Oh, of course she did.
Dang ID in there.
Hey, I'm just impressed she had identifiable information.
Yeah, yeah, carried it with her. That's right. Yeah.
Good morning meeting.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
There you go, 714, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 175. Which means we've got 190 of them to go. It's Celebration of the Senses Day. That's S-E-N-S-E-S, not C-E-N-S-U-S. Of course, you could celebrate that census if you want to. And it's
goody, spelling on the radio.
You bet. And it's Fairy Day.
Okay.
All right.
Argentine soccer sensation Lionel Messi is celebrating his 27th birthday today. Solange Knowles, Beyonce's kid sister, is 28. Minka Kelly is 34 from Friday Night Lights. I didn't know this, but she's actually the daughter of former Aerosmith guitarist Rick DeFray.
Okay.
Minnie Kaling is 34. She's the girl from The Office and The Mindy Project. Petra Nemkova is 35, the tsunami-surviving supermodel. Sherry Stringfeld is 47, from ER. Daniel Spencer's 49 from What's Happening. Soap Opera Swords' Ian Glynn is 53. Kurt Smith, 53, the lead singer for Tears for Fears. Andy McCluskey, 56, from OMD. You'll remember them, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, one of your favorites, Scott.
No, you know it, yeah.
Nancy Allen, 64, from RoboCop. Peter Weller, also from RoboCop, 67. Colin Bunston, 69, the lead singer of The Zombies. Jeff Beck is 70.
Wow.
Mick Fleetwood is 72.
Oh, man.
Michelle Lee is 72. Al Morlina, is 95.
That's Molinaro, but that's okay. Al Molinaro.
Yes, it is.
I know it is.
Yeah. My apologies.
All right.
He's Al from Happy Days.
He's probably not listening.
And
he's 95.
95 years old. And Chuck Taylor would have had a birthday today had he taken better care of himself. The guy that has his shoes.
Oh, well.
Chuck Taylor Converse.
He doesn't need them anymore.
No.
Yeah. There's a fingernail moon out there this morning.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. Looking.
That's Venus, by the way, right next to it, in case you didn't know what that little light is. But nice, clear morning and little bitty sun, little bitty moon out there. So whatever happened, do we know what happened to Hope Solo yesterday? I mean, I have no idea, and I don't know that I care that much. I just wondered if...
It is not on any of the sites that I checked. There was no follow-up.
Dang. Well, I guess that means she didn't try to beat up the judge then. I'm just saying. She's not making any more news about beating people up. That's all right. She's a train wreck waiting to happen. So then comes the story this morning about the lady whose name is Kara Kay Finch. She and her family visiting an Oregon park because her daughter had a softball tournament going on. At one point, she had to use the porta potty while she was in the toilet. She felt and heard an explosion. She said it was like somebody was punching me in the back of the head. Although the pain was horrible, she was unsure what had happened or to the extent of her injuries. By the time she made her way out of the porta potty, she was covered in blood. Paramedics called, immediately transported her to local hospital for treatment. Authorities eventually located the object. It appears to have been a homemade bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Ha ha. This is in Oregon. I don't know what the town was, but somebody putting a bomb in a porta potty? All right, well, then we'll wash our ears out with the drunk homeless man. How's that?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Once again, an Oregon story. This guy stole and crashed an impeccably restored Model A on Sunday. Police arrested Eric Blake Halpin. Jailed him with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, driving under the influence of intoxicants, says here, and a couple of other things. After stealing the 1930 Ford, he rolled it off the highway into a river and then swam to shore. Okay. Came out and said, we're good, I'm fine.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so should you be in a panic over global warming? New evidence shows that climate records that are published by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have in fact been manipulated, which has led to the exaggeration of temperatures in recent decades. Now, rather than using real temperature data, scientists have allegedly been fabricating computer model data to enhance the narrative of the Earth warming dramatically in recent decades. Now, the truth is, the hottest decade on record was actually the 1930s. The Earth, well, that's been cooling ever since. Remember the 70s when Time magazine warned of the coming ice age. Yet liberal politicians boldly state that the science is settled, and anyone who doubts the merits of global warming are deniers. So how can the science be settled if the science is made up?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Better yet, it removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Power Swabs is so effective that thousands of professional dentists have used it nationwide, and now you can try it without paying a visit to the dentist. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. Plus, get free shipping and handling by calling now. 1-800-663-0856. That's 1-800-663-0856. 563-0856. I guarantee your friends, family, and coworkers will love your new summer white smile. Get your risk-free order at 1-800-663-0856. That's 1-800-663-0856.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Your home is likely becoming more valuable. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. RealtyTrack reports the median price of a home sold last month was up 6% from April and up 13% from May of last year. The number of distressed and short sales declined, and high-end homes accounted for a bigger share of overall sales. The latest round of vehicle recalls involves airbags made by a Japanese parts supplier. Millions of potentially faulty airbags may be installed in various Honda, Nissan, Mazda, Toyota, Dodge, Ford, and BMW vehicles. The parts maker says there have been at least a half dozen instances of airbags exploding. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the airbags may be affected by heat and humidity. The dating site operator Spark Networks is reportedly looking for a buyer. The New York Post says Sparks has put itself up for sale. Sparks operates J-Date, Christian Mingle, Silver Singles, and Catholic Mingle. Stock market futures are pointing lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Siana's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
624 News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW. Mexican drug cartel used its painting skills to smuggle millions of dollars of marijuana into U.S. America until the effort was uncovered by a federal border agent. U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents stopped a suspicious tractor trailer south of Tucson. Inside, the driver said, was a shipment of watermelons. Agents inspected the shipment using X-ray imaging. They discovered the purported fruit actually packages of marijuana that had been painted to look like watermelons. You know, I guess when it's your business, you stay up late at night thinking of things like that. So, there. In Scotland,
that's interesting.
It is. In Scotland, a businessman wants to open a combined human and pet crematorium. Would have two separate cremators on either side of the building. Part of the grounds would be set aside for a memorial for pets. The businessman who has a growing demand, he says, for people who wanted to be buried properly and to be able to mourn their pets also. So there we go. What difference would it make if they were cremated in the same crematorium? You know what I'm saying? I mean, after all, it's thousands of degrees, right? A couple of thousand degrees they do that at.
But I don't guess you want to mix up the ash from one to the other. I don't know.
Yeah, no telling. I've never cleaned one out, so I'm not sure how well they do that. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home with the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 40% chance of some showers today. Maybe some thunderstorms there. Also a chance of storms tonight at 30%. Then tomorrow, a 60% chance of showers. And then we'll continue to have anywhere from a 20 up to a 40% chance of showers going all the way through Saturday. So we'll see how that works out. As far as the temps are concerned each day, right around 90. And then low temperatures will be in the mid-70s, but the humidity will be up there just like it is right now. Winds are out of the south at 5. 96% relative humidity, got a few clouds, and we're looking at 75 degrees.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor at the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
A professional appearance is important, but looking professional is more than just the clothes you wear and the cut of your hair. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
To acquire executive presence, you need confidence, poise, and great communication skills. But what's often left out of the equation is the right appearance.
And you know, appearance is fascinating because leaders talk out of both sides of their mouth. They say, look, we don't really think appearance is that important. You know, in the long run, it's like 10% of the equation.
Sylvia Ann Hewlett, author of the book Executive Presence.
But then they also say that appearance is the first filter. You only get to make that first impression once. And all kinds of folks get struck off the list if they don't, to some extent, crack that code. So what is it?
According to the research, it isn't just wearing the right suit or shoes or having the right haircut.
What matters these days is that you look fit, you look resilient, you look as though you work out. And men get clobbered by this standard even more than women.
But women often hurt themselves when it comes to authentic communication.
In our data, we show that women use twice as many PowerPoint slides as men. And instead of proving to the world that they did their homework, which is kind of what they're trying to do, it tremendously undermines their executive presence because it undermines their credibility. Oftentimes they're seen as individuals who can't wing it, who are not prepared to let go of those security blankets, that they don't know their stuff cold.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan City Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena have two requests at tonight's meeting regarding the hotel occupancy tax in the downtown area. One is requiring the Downtown Bryan Association to go through the same screening process as other applicants seeking hot funds, including a review by a committee associated with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Currently, the Downtown Association negotiates with the council and City Hall administrators. In the second request, Pena and Sines want the council, without a CVB recommendation, to give $25,000 in hotel tax money towards a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in front of the Claremont's Library. This would be in addition to the city already building the monument's concrete foundation. The Brazos Valley chapter of the Vietnam Veterans Association, which plans to hold at least two ceremonies each year, believes it will be a destination attraction. Tonight's agenda also takes up three more street projects. The $370,000 change order puts the price tag for this summer's road work to over $2 million. The additions include repaving Old Hearn Road from Texas to Wilhelm, something that wasn't scheduled until 2020, along with adding left turn lanes on Leonard Road at Harvey Mitchell and repaving the access road to the BTU's Dansby Power Plant between Bryan and Benchley, which will also benefit traffic going in and out of the new access pipe and tube plant. Bryan police responded Monday afternoon to the 2100 block of Gatto Lane for a disturbance with a weapon. Officers say the suspects drove to Gatto as part of an ongoing dispute. Shots were fired, and when a vehicle attempted to flee the area, it struck another vehicle. The occupants of the vehicle then fled on foot. One was located later in College Station by CSPD with minor injuries from a gunshot. The other suspects at the residence have been contacted by BPD. Police say no arrests have been made, but the responding officers continue their investigation. Cleanup continues after a tank containing diethanolamine spilled its contents when it derailed with seven other Union Pacific rail cars Monday morning after 6. UP officials say the chemical, which can be used to scrub hydrogen sulfide from natural gas, is considered hazardous but has been contained. Grimes County officials say no homes were in the immediate area and did not order an evacuation. Traffic was almost back to normal by 5 Monday afternoon after being shut down for most of the day, but the outside northbound lane remains closed pending further assessment for damage from the accident. Further down the line, a Houston area police officer has been praised as a hero for dragging a woman off some railroad tracks just moment before a train rushes by. Richmond police say the actions of Officer Ramon Morales were videotaped by a camera in his patrol car. Morales was on patrol early Sunday when a person flagged him down to say a woman was sitting on some nearby train tracks. The video shows the railroad crossing arms lowering as Morales runs to the tracks, grabs the woman, and drags her to safety. Then the train rolls by. The rescued woman was taken to the hospital for evaluation. State lawmakers will be discussing where they can come up with an additional $4 billion needed to keep Texas roads from getting worse. That's the latest estimate from Texas A&M's Texas Transportation Institute. One option, according to Bill Hammond, the Texas Association of Business, is to increase fees.
We're talking about increasing registration fees by $50 a year. That's less than a dollar a week. Any business would be happy to pay that based on our board of directors. It voted unanimously to support that increase.
Prop 1 would divert $1.3 billion in oil and gas tax money to TxDOT. These figures are all in addition to the current yearly TxDOT budget of $10 billion. Senator Ted Cruz and Attorney General Greg Abbott got a firsthand look at the temporary shelter at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio Monday,
where some 1,200 mostly Central American children are being cared for after crossing the border. Abbott, the Republican candidate for governor, says the state is taking the lead to combat the stream of migrants by sending DPS troopers to the border and sending Washington the bill.
To pay for the ground operation that the state of Texas needs to deploy. To date, they have failed to do so. I'm proud that Senator Cruz has sent a letter in support of my request for this funding.
The so-called border surge is estimated to cost $1.3 million a week. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is going to be 6:36 and 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Suddenlink Business has solutions for you, and they can make your workplace better for you and your employees and your customers with Business TV from Suddenlink Business. You can keep your employees informed, and your customers, if they have a waiting area, can be entertained during that too. Unlike satellite, and not a lot of bulky equipment, and service is reliable no matter what the weather conditions outside. And there's programming for everybody, whether it's news, weather, sports, entertainment, and a lot of it is in HD. Plus, there are also commercial-free music channels that you can use from Suddenlink that create a welcoming environment, and all that can be yours. And here's another deal for Suddenlink business customers. New customers can get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, the business-class phone lines can be added as you need to, at $29.95 each. Suddenlink business professionals live and work right here and give you the support that you need. So call Chad Cow and find out about the internet, the phone service, and also Business TV. Call Chad Cowan today, 595-2413. He'll provide you with a business solution perfect for your business at the right price. You can also visit suddenlinkbusiness.com and get more information.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
There's never been a better time to shop Amish furniture for generations than right now with 10% off beautiful office furniture. That means remarkable savings on exquisite handcrafted solid wood home and business office desks and chairs, credenza, bookshelves, file cabinets, and more. Your office says a lot about your business, so make a statement with quality American-made office furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds today. Could see some showers and storms. Temperatures will be near 90 degrees. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 70 to 75. Intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon and evening. Breezy tomorrow, 90. Tomorrow night, it'll become partly cloudy with lows of 70 to 75. On Thursday, we'll have some sun. It'll be breezy, and there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs will be up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's what you do when you score 3 in 10 minutes in the World Cup, apparently, as a play-by-play guy. You sing.
Oh, okay.
We'll have more World Cup. That just tickled me. I don't know why. We'll have more World Cup action for you. The SEC has announced that A&M-LSU game on Thanksgiving Day will be their big game. A&M basketball player could be headed to national play with the Bahamas national team, but they're getting ready in Colorado. We'll share that plus a whole lot more like the College World Series coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10.
Russia's update today will have to do with the young immigrants who are unaccompanied minors, I guess we'll say, crowding into our side of the river. Texas politicians from across the political spectrum yesterday weighing in on this surge. The governor, Rick Perry, predicted a trail of tears if the federal government doesn't act to stem the flow. And so that was what he had to say, and he was out with some other folks. Two candidates vying to succeed Perry as governor, Greg Abbott and Wendy Davis, also weighed in. Abbott largely echoed Perry's position that the federal government bore the blame. And I don't see a quote here from Ms. Davis. Oh, called for a special session. She called for a special session to take care of that.
I found the syntax of some of the media reporting of this becoming increasingly interesting.
Oh, so? How so?
Well, if you pay real close attention, they're evolving the talking points from them being illegal immigrants, et cetera, to refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And refugee is an official status given by the federal government.
Right, right.
And we don't know how many of them, but they're trying to soften, well, in my opinion, they're trying to soften this up a little bit.
Well, and again, is this what you did, as we discussed a month ago when this came to light? You know, who is going to send a kid back across the border? I mean, no elected official is going to decide to do that.
But if we're
going to
let people be refugees from poor economic statuses, then we've got a ton of them up there in Detroit who can't even afford their water bills.
Yeah, that's true.
They filed for UN help.
Yeah, well, they're in bankruptcy. So, sure, you're right. We don't have to look outside of our borders to find people who are in, which has been an argument for decades. Why are we doing thus and so? Any kind of relief for people outside the country when we have our own that need to be taken care of.
Well, that's like saying somebody breaks into your house, they're a new family member. It is. Burglary. Come on.
Well, no, but they're breaking into other people's homes, so it's okay.
Yeah.
They should be more tolerant.
Of course. You should allow that.
It's still called burglary. Breaking and entering.
Well, and again, as the governor tried to at least bring to light late last week while in D.C., we're about to enter hurricane season. We've entered hurricane season. What happens if we have a disaster where we need to be taking care of our own and facilities are already stretched to the limits because of folks who aren't from around here? And so, I mean, again, it would seem to indicate that this responsibility is the federal government's. And again, first you secure the border, then you take care of whatever problem you've got, and we haven't even gotten to that.
Yeah, you have to put your finger in the dike first to keep the water from coming in, then advance to fixing the other problems.
But again, I think what they're also saying is the whole purpose is the opening salvo of this is to get all these children over here, and then who among us would not want them reunited with their family? So let's bring their family over here, too, so they can all be a familial unit. Just saying. Could end up that way. Got some voting going on. You know, I guess, what is it, 2 weeks ago that Eric Cantor lost in his primary, and that shook things up. So we still got a couple of other things going on. Thad Cochran, you heard him on the news this morning at 6 o'clock. He is the incumbent going for his, seventh term? Because we need somebody in there as a senator for 40 years. I mean, that's really what we're looking for. Anyway, he's taking on a guy named Chris McDaniel in the runoff for the Senate. McDaniel actually beat Cochran in the first time that the votes were counted back on June the 3rd, but he couldn't get the 50% that he needed to avoid a runoff, so that's why that's going on.
Charlie Rangel.
Nice. That was actually pretty good.
Thanks. Charlie facing another state senator, Adriano Estefant. He lost his primary 2 years ago by just a couple of percentage points, but, you know, he's on the ballot. It's fine. It's okay. Isn't he the one who got a bunch of names that weren't good, but the judge said, oh, it's okay, it's Charlie Rangel. We'll just let him on the ballot, sure, because after all, he's been in Congress for a long time. And let's see, Oklahoma's got a little voting going on, and while primaries in Florida don't take place until August the 26th, today voters in a district centered in the southwestern part of the state will get to elect a new member of the U.S. House replacing Trey Riddell, if you'll remember him, the Republican who resigned back in January. Oh, because he had cocaine in D.C. with him. Well, dang. Aren't aides supposed to clean that kind of mess up for you? Didn't happen. So he's out of a gig. And let's see. Oh, and once again, more television drama and audio drama for the radio with the whole IRS thing going on. And so, oh, one other thing. I don't know. Apparently, there was a Supreme Court issued a split decision connected to the Environmental Protection Agency's plan to regulate major sources of greenhouse gas emissions like power plants and factories. The court validated the EPA's plan, but at the same time said the agency had gone too far in interpreting its power. Imagine that, hey. The federal government thinking they had more power. Oh, that's terrible. The majority opinion criticized the agency for trying to rewrite provisions of the Clean Air Act, but also it granted that there are other ways the EPA can reach that goal of regulating the gases that contribute to global warming. So, in other words, it's not that you go through the right-hand door, you go through the left-hand door. May still end up with the same result.
He's still going in the door.
That's exactly right. So we'll see how that works out. And let's see, the president interviewed by a guy on MSNBC yesterday, pretty much saying, and what the guy did, among other things, was take the president to task because he said,
Wait a minute. Uh-huh. You used the word MSNBC and took the president to task in the same sentence.
They've got to broaden their audience base somehow, so they're trying to do that.
I don't think they think they do, but...
Yeah, well, I understand. You don't think they need to widen their base? Yeah,
they seem pretty content being bottom of the barrel
for
quite some time.
They got a bean counter saying, hey, we need a little better performance here. He said to the president, you said that the war ended in Iraq. You said Al-Qaeda was decimated. You said it was stable. The president's answer, well, it was. But just because something was stable 2 years ago and 4 years ago doesn't mean that it's stable right now.
Sean Hannity played that clip endlessly yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, oh, you mean right now. Oh, I see. Oh.
It's the Middle East.
Yeah, we can't do history. Yeah.
It's saying the ground is stable in California. Well, There's a fault line.
Yeah. To quote Homer Simpson, it was like this when I got here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Business Park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I spent a morning a few weeks ago driving neighborhoods, replenishing my photo files. You never know what you'll come across, and always there are some great new landscapes and great new gardens. Gardeners, after all, are very creative people. Bed edgings for the ages. That's something I happen to notice. I'll be back with details after this message. It's very important that we fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are actively growing, when they need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element to enhance the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn. That's guaranteed. It's child and pet friendly, so your family can re-enter the lawn right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any type of grass for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green-up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best turf. Well-fed lawns get through a summertime better. They make better use of available water. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You can save 20% off the regular retail price. Go to scotts.com for more information. As I sat down to record about the little treasures that I captured in my photo files, I have to admit that when I looked through them, I was surprised to see a common thread through many of the photos, and that was that many showed attractive and somewhat unusual bed edgings. Let's start with the traditional 5W questions. Who and when are easily answered? You and now for bed edgings. What? Well, we're talking about permanent and durable edging materials along the sides of shrub, flower, ground cover, and even vegetable beds. It could be inconspicuous baked enamel, green metal edging. It could be stone, pavers, or bricks. Where? Well, use a bed edging anywhere you need to strike a boundary between turf, grass, and something else. In fact, it could be a boundary between a ground cover and shrubs. It could even be between two different types of ground covers you don't want invading one another. It could be between Bermuda grass and St. Augustine, where you don't want St. Augustine coming into Bermuda turf. And then why? Sometimes bed edgings act also as short retaining walls. Sometimes they slow or stop erosion out of freshly tilled soils. Most of the time, however, a good edging material will delineate. It will become the point of no invasion for grass and ground covers, and you'll frequently use it as a hard surface against which you can run the line trimmer. One of the unanswered questions that remains is how. How do you determine where the edging should be and how best do you get there? Well, sweeping curves look and work best, and the easiest way of putting that serpentine curve into practice is to use a supple garden hose on a hot summer day. Keep it in scale with the size of the house. Let it approach the house by as little as 5 or 6 feet, but let it swing out by 12 or 15 feet or more at the corners. Keep it simple. Avoid jumpy, wavy curves. And keep it deep. 5 or 6 feet is pretty far out. A lot of people make their beds too narrow. If you have existing vegetation inside the new bed layout, apply a glyphosate weed killer. No other active ingredients in it, just glyphosate, to kill all existing weeds and grass. Give it 10 days to complete its work and then prepare the bed. We'll leave the soil preparation for another discussion, but once the existing unwanted growth is gone, you'll easily be able to see where the bed edging should be. If you're thinking about using stone for your border, remember it can look heavy and overpowering, so sink the stone down into the soil halfway or so. Graphic artists that work for businesses talk about creating a brand for their clients, a common look of all the art and documents. Your bed edging will do that for your landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. Trumpet vines triumph in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The Southeastern Conference and ESPN announced the November 27th Thanksgiving football game at Kyle Field between SEC division rivals A&M and LSU, scheduled for 6:30, will be also the day's big game on ESPN. Now, A&M has a history of playing on ESPN on Thanksgiving night. Starting back in 1985, the Aggies faced UT 11 times, with the Aggies winning 8 of those 11 contests. Texas A&M men's basketball sophomore Tavario Miller is competing for a chance to represent his home country this week during tryouts for the Bahama national team on the campus of Colorado State. The Long Island Bahama native played in 31 games during his rookie season in Aggieland, pouring in 56 points with 74 rebounds and averaging 9.8 minutes per contest. Why Colorado, you ask? Because the head coach for the national team is actually a coach in the Rocky Mountain State. Virginia held Vandy scoreless for all but one inning. The Commodores capitalized, however, on the Virginia starter Nathan Kirby's sudden loss of control and exploded for 9 runs in the third inning and then held off the Cavs to win 9-8 in Game 1 of the College World Series. Game 2 of the best of three is tonight at 7. In World Cup action, Brazil and Mexico have clinched berths in the second round of the World Cup. Neymar scored twice in Brazil's 4-1 rout of Cameroon. And this is the first of 3 goals scored by Mexico in just 10 minutes.
Gaetano, goal! Mexico, the Captain Marvel, Rafa Marquez, with 19 minutes remaining.
Mexico went on to beat Croatia 3-1. So if you're the Mexican play-by-play announcer, what do you do when you score 3 goals in 10 minutes? Well, you sing.
Gaetano, 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 Gaetano.
Another World Cup action yesterday. The Netherlands beat Chile 2-0 and Spain downed Australia 3-0. Andy Murray has begun his Wimbledon title defense with a straight set victory as he bids to become the first British male to retain the title since Fred Perry did it back in 1936. Top seed Novak Djokovic won his opener in straight sets along with women's second seed Li Na and the former number one Victoria Azarenka. On out to the NBA. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that Spurs forward Tim Duncan has decided to exercise the option on his contract and will remain a Spur next season. He will make about $10.3 million into the final year of a two-year agreement that was drawn up specifically to allow the Spurs the financial flexibility to surround Duncan with top-shelf players. The decision comes after the 38-year-old Duncan helped the Spurs win their fifth NBA championship in 16 years. In baseball action, the Bombers' designated hitter Logan Nottebrook was awarded the TCL Player of the Week honors yesterday after going 9-for-17, hitting .529 in his first week with the team. Nottebrook led A&M with 8 home runs this spring and hit 2 in the first game for the Bombers June 18th against the Victoria Generals. The Brazos Valley Bombers, Texas Rangers, and Houston Astros all had the night off. Bombers are in Acadiana tonight for a 7:05 start. Detroit comes to Texas at 7:05, and Atlanta visits Houston. First pitch there at 7:10. And you can catch the Astros game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In NHL action, goaltender Dominic Hasek, forwards Mike Modano and Peter Forsberg, and defenseman Rob Blake will enter the Hockey Hall of Fame together on November the 17th in Toronto. Mike Modano said of his Hall of Fame call, it was great news leading up to something that may be even better, which is the birth of his kid.
There's no question to be recognized by the committee of what your impact has meant for the game on and off the ice. And off the ice, you know, that's still to come. We're still 3 or 4 weeks away from that experience.
We'll keep it in the NHL, where it's not often you can say just down the road, but the Vancouver Canucks have hired Willie Desjardins as the coach as their coach. The 57-year-old earns his first NHL coaching job after leading the AHL Cedar Park Texas Stars to the Calder Cup, which is the minor league equivalent to the Stanley Cup. And finally, Texas A&M sprinter Dion Lindor is one of 10 semifinalists for the Bowerman Award, which honors the top male and female collegiate athletes in track and field. The men's semifinalists were chosen by the Bowerman Advisory Board yesterday. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. And for over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
High today about 91 or so with a 40% chance of rain, a 60% chance of rain tomorrow. We'll see. 74 right now. WT.